Welcome back to Fandom Family Chats. I'm your host, Maureen, and today we're joined with Jeanette.
Hello.
And Eve.
Hello.
And we are talking The Resident Season 5, Episode 8, our newest episode. And you get the rare privilege of seeing this the day we record it. Mm-hmm. So lucky you. We just want to jump right into going into the episode. So we know that's what you want to hear anyway. You want to hear all about what happened at Chastain and our hunky, hunky men and beautiful women. So we're going to start with AJ and Belle, because AJ is some kind of man. But I have to say, I did not appreciate them this episode.
I am not loving AJ lately, and it makes me so mad, because I loved him, mm-hmm. and now they're making him so unlikable. I'm like, if this is the permanent direction for AJ's character, then I cannot get on board.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I feel like, you know, when AJ first came on the show, he was a little bit like this. And I was like, okay, I mean, I love you, Theo Huxtable, but you're going to have to calm it down because I'm not going to be into this. And then he did. And he was a great guy. He was compassionate. He was like just a really awesome guy. And then now I don't like him anymore. And I'm like, we got to fix this. It upsets me. I mean, like there's a point of being like good, confident, all of that. But when it crosses the line over to arrogance, which is where it is now, I'm not into it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And like, I wrote down some of the things that he said in this episode. In that first surgery where it opens with Belle and AJ doing it, AJ says something to Belle along the lines of, just say it. Why didn't we get chief? And then AJ says, repeat after me. We are surgical royalty. King beats chief any day. Like, you're cutting someone open right now, you dummy.
Yeah.
Why are you bragging about this right now? It's so ridiculous. And then later on, when the coach comes up there and Belle says, I'm sorry, but she's clearly less experienced than we are.
Like, you don't know what her experience is, like, to sit there and, I don't know.
Yeah.
Get any mad.
I mean, this is probably exactly why neither one of them are, surgery.
Exactly. Like, take a clue, man.
Mm-hmm. Because AJ, prior to this time jump, I think would have been the absolute perfect choice to be the new chief.
Yeah.
But not now. Because
He was normal before, sort of. I mean, he was AJ. He, like, we've said this 100 times. He was not arrogant before. He was egotistical and it was earned. Now he's just arrogant, which is worse.
Yes.
I think he genuinely thinks that he's like, my hands, these are gods because they can do great. But now it's like, I am the god, my whole body, my looks, my persona, I am god. Like, you can do great things in surgery, you can do great things with your hands, but that does not make you as a human as a whole a god. It's just, it irritated me.
Yeah, no, it did me too.
I did like, though, when they brought in the surgical coach and she was writing all those notes at the table. And Belle was like, what do you think she's writing back there? And then he said something along the lines of how she witnessed a perfect surgical procedure. And she had a page and a half full of notes, all the things she needed to tell him they didn't change.
No.
They just had I liked
her too. Was that, because that was the moment when they were like, is that all? Mm-hmm. And they started to get up like we were done with the conversation. She's like, actually, no, I have another page and a half of notes.
Yep.
So they just sat back down. Like, listen to her. And they were all such valid points.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
And it was advice. It wasn't like, hey, you suck. She even says, because he said the patient's going to be fine. And she said the difference between what a regular doctor and a phenomenal doctor is, your patients don't come out just fine. You don't settle for just fine. And so they're taking this, like, how dare she insult how good we are at our jobs. That's not what it is. She's trying to make you better. That's what a coach does. Coach gives you tips and tricks to be better, to do better work.
And I was proud of Belle, because he obviously jumped on board with, like, listening to what she had to say a lot quicker than AJ did. Mm-hmm. So I was happy with that. I mean, they both in the end, I think, realized, like, okay, maybe she doesn't know what she's talking about, you know. But
and with Belle, you could kind of see, like, when you walk past that surgery room, or the it's not a surgery room, it's where they test their skills. Like, the thing Mina used
skills
to do with the lab. Yeah.
Skills lab, yeah.
I forgot the word for lab.
Grey's anatomy knowledge right there.
But it felt like the look on his face made me feel like he was going to try to prove her wrong. Like, mm-hmm. I'll show you. But then when he, because he's a good surgeon, which is a weird thing to say about Dr. Bell, considering where he came from, because he's a good surgeon, he recognized, okay, my goal was to prove her wrong, but I couldn't. And so now I have to do what she's saying because she's right. It's clear that she's right. And I did like that when AJ saw him doing that, AJ was fighting a little bit, but then in the last minute, he did what she said. And then Bell said, how's the Kool-Aid taste?
Mm-hmm.
Like, pretty good.
Yep.
He did come. And I did like that they used a creative way to humble him.
Mm-hmm.
But it does seem that they do bring in women to humble these men a lot. You notice that?
I love.
Yeah. And so at the end, when he's leaving, I think that's going to be his love interest.
I think so too.
At least temporarily. I don't think it'll be a permanent thing because I don't see a surgical coach staying.
Yeah.
But I've been wrong before, so maybe I'm not right about that. No. But I think that that's certainly going to be something. And I like that she pointed out to him, you like to learn. It's not that you like to be right. It's that learning exhilarates you.
Yeah.
And so he admitted to that. He copped to that. And I like that now at the very end of the episode, we start to see old AJ come back. And I hope that's a progressive theme with this, because you look at AJ and Belle with their patients, and then you compare it to like the way Devin was with his elderly couple patient. Completely different story.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the things that I love most about Devin is how compassionate he is and how, I mean, patient care is number one for him always. And I mean, just that elderly, I mean, oh my God, it broke my heart.
Yeah.
That poor woman. I mean, I felt so bad for her.
That was a painful story to watch, especially, and then seeing like Irving just being like, well, we can't keep them. Like,
yeah.
That upset me a lot, because I thought of all people, Irving would be working with Devin to be like, okay, let's see what else we can do. But he was just very dead set. There's nothing medical going on here. We can't keep them.
Right. I'm glad that Devin pushed through and that he found something. Mm-hmm. You know, he kept digging until he found a way to make things work for them. Because, I mean, that woman, I mean, as we found out, I mean, the woman's got a heart condition from taking care of her husband. And how sad is that? I mean, because obviously... I mean, I felt bad too. I didn't like the man for like a long time, but then at the end when he actually said, you know, I hate that you're sick because of me. I was like, oh, he's just a cranky old man. He's not necessarily a bad guy. You know, it's just who he is. And so, but I'm glad she stood up for herself and said, no, like I've got to get myself better.
And you have to think that's part of what the problem was, is she doesn't sound like she ever spoke. It doesn't sound like she ever said anything. Ever spoke up for herself.
Right.
But that scene when we first see her and she waits and you can hear the husband yelling, where is she? Where's Celeste? Where is she? And she's hanging back and Devin saw her.
Mm-hmm.
You can see Devin's entire demeanor change to, okay, nope, we're going to fix this. And I like that. I did like too, that they brought back the blind guy as a social worker that Devin had saved.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a neat way to bring him back in there, but you see that Devin, we talked about this last week, how Devin has become a little more like Conrad and like he's kind of a maverick now. He found a kindred spirit in this guy who's not as like, he's not as violently a maverick as Conrad is.
Yeah. He's
got the right mix of Conrad and Devin. And so Devin gets along real well with him.
He had a line that made me laugh so hard I wish I'd wrote it down. When he said something about like, you're him getting me to break the rule. Like Devin says about Winston getting him to break the rules, and Conrad kind of smiled. He's like, how'd you do it? I've been trying to do this forever, you know? And I just thought that was really cute, you know? But I like Winston. I mean, he was like, I mean, just Winston, straightforward. Yeah. I mean, he was so straightforward in like, you know, this is what's wrong with everything. And this is what needs to happen. And I like him. I hope we see more of him. I think he's going to be a really good addition to the team.
Especially since it's a public hospital now.
Mm-hmm. So
like, not that, well, no, it is. It is kind of like same with public and private schools. Private hospitals cost way more money, so you don't get the same sort of socioeconomical issues that you would in a public hospital.
Right.
So I think while both are in need of a social worker, I think a public hospital is in desperate need of an active social worker within the grounds of the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he will have a regular role. And then you see too, like with Devin, how finding out what was wrong with them and trying to find a way for them to stay brought in a whole new fight for him. And I don't think I've really seen a fight. Like I kept talking all last season, I want to see Conrad fight. I didn't even think to watch Devin fight for something.
And I'm really excited. I think this is going to suit him really well. And, you know, I think it'll be fun to see like different clinical trials and things that he's going to try to do, which, cause I feel like he's always sort of been involved in that. Like if we think back to like the medical equipment with the name of that company, yeah, he was really into that. And then he was really into that, that drug for, I'm forgetting everyone's names, Rose. I don't know that one.
We thought that was going to be the big bad this year.
Yeah. I don't know. But either way, but I mean, so we've always seen him like be involved in this like diagnostic, like what can we do to help people? Like what kind of like research? I mean, I think this is really going to suit him. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
And I think this is why we were, we've read rumors that we're going to get a new ER doctor.
Oh yeah.
So this is probably how we're going to get her, is because Devin's going to take the step back to do the, you know, the clinical trials and stuff.
I like knowing, I like how they slipped it, because I didn't realize until this episode that he was solidly an ER doctor.
I don't think I did either.
Because he was before, he was kind of going between ER and internal, right? It was internal medicine he was in before, right? Because he was doing both and they didn't coincide. And I like that he picked the side that was more humane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, I don't think I realized it either, but it makes sense because he's always in the ER. So, I mean, I should have realized.
I'm not smart enough to put that together.
Yeah.
I need things clearly spelled out, unless you're a twin sister of somebody, then I can get it right away.
Did anyone else think that when they said they needed a trauma surgeon, I really thought we were going to see Dr. Nolan?
Yes.
And I got so excited, and then it wasn't him. I'm like, since when is... Because he is it tells us, right? He is a trauma surgeon.
Yeah, that's what his, that was, is what his character description says. Trauma surgeon. And he's like the best one Chastain has.
That girl in our group with her little hashtag, like, more Dr. Nolan. I'm all for it.
We need more traumas on residents so that we can get
some. We need more trauma. Eve, shut your mouth. They're going to kill off someone important. Don't tell anybody important.
Not anyone important. Just, you know.
Just an insignificant character. Kill them off.
Yeah. Just some patients, you know.
Just kill a nobody.
They don't have to kill them. See, Dr. Nolan can save them in surgery.
And then he'll be a hero. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine Dr. Nolan with a hero complex?
It would be awful. It'd be worse than AJ, I think.
Oh, it'd be so much fun, you know.
I'd love it.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. But no, we've talked about, like, you know, Devin and his compassion. And I think that definitely comes from all of his time with Conrad, because you see Conrad jumping in and dealing with these patients, and the way he was with that old woman. Oh my gosh. I was like, you are so wonderful. And just the way when she was begging, like, please don't put me in there with the room with her husband. He was like, we weren't going to, you know, I mean, he just such a good guy. I love him. It was good to see him back in full force.
And all the nurses fawning all over him. We love that.
That first nurse I wanted to hit in the face. I did not like her. She was too aggressive.
At first, I was like, is this going to be happening all season? Because this is cute for a little bit, but I don't know if I can do this for episodes on end.
Nope.
What was it? Is that the one? Which one did Gigi say? She's really nice. And he was like,
That's the first one. The one who was like, and maybe your daddy could come with us too. Like, you're in a school with this child. What are you waiting there as you drop off your kid for him to show up? That's gross.
The thing is, though, I mean, it is gross, but I can't blame her for shooting her shot here. You know, like, these nurses are probably, well, that's true. I think I'd be smoother. I don't know. I got better game than that, maybe. But.
Because that's the same nurse who went up to the nurse's station, and she was like, they were talking about hearts, and she's like, I'm sure he has a good, she had a good heart, talking about her mother, and then went, just like your dad, like, you're talking about his dead wife, and then you're in front of his kid, and then you're going to do that. I just love the look on Conrad's face. He doesn't even look up. He just went, you could just see his eyes get really wide.
I thought that was funny.
Nurse Hundley saved the day, though.
Yes, she did. I loved it.
It was just so funny. She just comes and she's like, nope. And she just plucks her right up, just plucks her right away from that nurse. I'm like, thank you. Thank you for saving poor Gigi. Mm-hmm. The little intern, that was so darn cute. Mm-hmm. Like,
yes. Oh,
that little girl is, I love that actress. She is just so gosh darn adorable.
Oh gosh, I love her.
What is the word she said? She said something, it was like, she didn't pronounce all the letters just right, and it was so cute. And I knew I should have written it down, but she said a word, and I was like,
I thought the same. Well, I mean, her whole beginning interactions on that episode, I kept going, oh my God, I love her. Like, I mean, she's so adorable and such a good little actress. Mm-hmm.
She wanted to see the squeezy thing.
Yes.
Squeezy thing.
She needs blood pressure. I know.
So kids pure. Love that though. My Nora, who is three, when yeah. she went into the doctor, they said, we're just going to check your heart. And, the, yeah. and they said, you're going to get an arm hug.
They always say we're gonna hug your arm.
And then the nurse left and the doctor came in and she said, I want arm hug. Like, what? You want a what?
See, but now mine, Elena, little side story. When she had lots of ear infections, she's little. So we had to go to the ENT. She was like barely three. They took her blood pressure with an automatic cuff, squeezed the crap out of her poor little arm. Ooh, to the point that she is still terrified at 10 years old, which she has a little bit of white coat phobia anyway, but still terrified to get her blood pressure taken at 10 years old because she remembers just how, which those things do squeeze really tightly. And yeah. I felt like the worst mom ever for letting it happen, but I was a new mom and I'm like, well, I guess yeah. if they do it for other kids, I should have now, I would have been like, you're going to need to use the manual one, please. We're not putting her yeah. arm.
That's you know? Weird that they use an automated one.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible. But then you got my Shelbs that just picks up like the little, like, she'll pick up anything. Like the doctor's not looking, she'll grab her stethoscope. She'll grab her little thing. And she's like looking in my ears. And I'm like, can you give that back to her, please?
I don't want to pay for this equipment when you break it.
Exactly. But what did you all like? Billy's reaction to all that, it confused me a little. And I don't know, was it just her sadness of thinking that him moving on is sort of like makes Nick not being there like real, and I don't know, I was a little confused on what it meant.
That's what I thought at first, but then you take in the conversation she and Conrad had up at the nurse's station where she was telling him it's okay to move on, you should move on, it's a good thing to move on.
Yeah.
And he said, do you think I really could? I don't know how it, like, they had that banter.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of, I was on the edge of, okay, she's telling him to date, is she telling him to date her? Because that's weird. And at the yeah. end when she looked like she was gonna cry, I don't want that. I do not want Billy. I give him a love interest, whatever, just don't make it all about him, because there's other ones too that I want to see,
but yeah.
don't put him with Billy. I don't like him with Billy.
I'm not as against it as you all are, but I don't know weird. I don't,
it's Nick's best friend,
it's just weird. Icky.
Yeah. Think about Rebecca and Miguel. It could work out and be beautiful.
That one was weird too.
I think it's a beautiful relationship.
It still feels weird.
I don't know.
This is us, so I'm letting it go.
But yeah, I don't know. I wasn't clear on what her
intentions were. I feel like they were trying to confuse us again. Like, I hope this isn't, because the resident has never done that. I hope that's not what they're doing here. Because yeah. that's what it felt like. She was encouraging him to go out, and then when he did go out, she looked devastated. So it's don't play tricks. Just don't.
But she also, before we realized he was interested in Marion,
who
she is, her name not Marion, the
who?
The teacher.
No, oh, I have her listed as preschool teacher because I don't know what her name is.
I think it's Marion. Like when he walked away from the nurse's station that first time, like before he even mentioned really any of that, she still looked a little mm-hmm. sad after he walked away. So I think it might be really that she's telling him do it because she knows that's what's best for him, but it makes her sad because it makes it,
I hope so,
real that Nick isn't there anymore.
I really, really hope that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's how I took it. I just took it that she was sad about Nick. I mean, I saw all you guys texting like about that in the group chat, and I was like, I must have missed something because I didn't get that feeling at all.
Yeah,
I think I was the only one who said I was mad about it in the group chat.
I mean, I got both feelings, but then I was like, no, I really think it's not Nick. I'm gonna go with that. But I did kind of wonder, but maybe it's because I saw you message that. Maybe I was waiting for it. I don't know.
And I think too that, like, because Conrad seemed very confused about it all, like the whole episode.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, he's He wasn't always with Nick. He wasn't always married to Nick. He knows how girls look at him. I mean, before, even in season one, wasn't that a thing where, like, he would have one-night stands with some of the nurses? Because all wanted it.
There was that one nurse that rose from Outer Banks, right?
And so when he was, like, Devin was like, oh, a lot of nurses hovering around Gigi today. You're a great diagnostician. I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And that's what Billy walked up. Like, you're not confused, Conrad. You're not confused. Yeah. You don't want to believe it, but you're not confused.
Yeah.
Because you're pretty and you know you're pretty.
Well, he's old now and he's a dad. So maybe
he is not old.
But I mean, like, in his mind is what I'm saying. Like, I mean, you know, like, you don't think about your attractiveness.
Pretty sure his character is younger than us.
I think it's about our, the actor's our age. So I'm assuming he's our age too.
I know how old Matt is. Don't you worry. I know about Matt.
42, right?
Apparently, I don't know about Matt. I thought he was younger than that. I thought he was 38.
Well, I think he's older than us. But now we need to
look it up.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's 42. Watch me be the best Matt fan here.
You probably will be. I actually don't know when his birthday is. I just thought he was my age.
I think it's in July. Look at me. Let's see if I'm right.
You're definitely the better Matt fan. I just think he's pretty.
Oh, I'm wrong about when it is. It's May 20th, but he's 44.
Oh, really?
Yeah, him and Milo both are.
Shut up.
Oh, really? No. Really?
Man, yeah, Jared, they age well.
Like, Jared is my age. He's 39. But Milo and Matt are both.
Wow.
What is their secret?
Botox, probably? Yeah, I don't know.
They both have beards. We just all need to grow beards.
It's Milo's birthday that's in July, July 8th. Matt's was May 20th, so...
I'm telling Shelby, you confused Logan and Jess.
No, Matt and Milo, not Jess and Logan.
I was just seeing Conrad managing all those relationships. And then we go into Kit.
Mm-hmm. She handles her business and relationships real well.
Yeah.
I love it.
She handles everything well.
That's true.
I know Jolie will agree with me on this because we are obsessed with her, but just everything she does is just perfect.
Whenever Kit is on an episode, like, I feel afraid for my life if we don't hover on her for a little bit, because I feel like Jolie will come at us.
Right.
That's for you, Jolie. We're talking about you.
But Kit, yeah, like an absolute boss in this episode.
Yeah.
When that coach tried to imply that she was going to give Belle special treatment. What did she say? She said, oh, I didn't realize that you were a coach in relationships as well.
She said, I didn't realize you were also a psychiatrist.
That's what, yeah. And I was like, oh,
she's like, you, girl. Ooh.
Exactly.
Tell her, Kit.
Because she was out of line. I mean, like, you had no business telling her. I mean,
no.
If you had seen a reason to believe that she was giving him special treatment, then maybe you could mention it.
100%.
But you saw nothing of that. So mind your business.
And we saw how she was acting. Like, Kit, when they first met, when the surgical coach was meeting with Belle and AJ for the first time, there was nothing that, in fact, Kit indicated the opposite in that meeting. She even said, the surgical coach said, surely neither one of you think you're perfect. And Kit said, probably the wrong crowd to ask that question.
Right.
Like, she was very clear about how they need work, they need help, and give it to them. She was very clear about that. There was nothing. And even when Belle suggested it too in this episode. We're in a relationship now. I'd appreciate a heads up.
No.
I'm going to treat you like everyone else who works here. And when we're home, you'll be my boo. But when we're at work, you're my employee.
Well, it's clear that if we're talking who wears the pants in that relationship, it is Kit Voss and not him.
let's look at it logically. Kit Voss is a catch for anyone.
Absolutely.
So if you can land Kit Voss, you do what it takes to keep Kit Voss.
Absolutely.
You do whatever Kit Voss says.
Yes. In fact, that was mentioned in the last episode. When Belle said, Conrad, what are you doing here? And Conrad said, same thing you are. No one says no to Kit.
Exactly.
So I think that I like that we see more and more and more of the women on the show are being just badass. Mm-hmm. I love it. They're just, she's smart. She's funny. She's witty. And even when she gave that surgical coach a set down, she wasn't mean about it.
No.
But there was an edge to her voice. There was a very real threat to the tone of her voice of, you will not come in my house and speak to me this way again.
Yeah, I mean, it was absolutely you're going to need to mind your business. And that's not, your nose does not belong here.
And your business doesn't, you don't get to know the personal lives of everybody in here. Your job is a certain, I mean, I'm a volleyball coach. I don't need to know who all my players are dating. I don't need to know that. Right. I need to know if they're playing well. And if they're not playing well, we need to correct it. That's what this girl's job is. Her job is not to tell the CEO, who's not even operating in surgeries. Her job is not to tell her who to date, how to date, and what to do. It's
right.
And as a surgical coach, her specialty is coaching surgeons, not coaching CEOs on how to run a hospital. Mm-hmm. Two very different things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, unless the surgeons were very obviously bringing their personal life into the operating room, then yeah, that's a different story. But none of that was happening. So I was like, where is she getting this from? Because at no point did I feel like Kit was showing any signs of favoritism.
At
no, yeah, none.
Like, if I was a stranger in that room, I wouldn't have known at all that she had anything to do with Belle personally.
Exactly. So.
Right.
I just imagine the surgical coach saying this to Kit in front of like a group of people, and you would hear an audible kind of sound like, what did you just say? Oh. Like, it just doesn't happen. And what I like about Kit too is that she is a rule follower. She will follow the rules if she needs to follow the rules, but Kit looks for loopholes because her whole thing, and she's got a good mix of Devin and Conrad here too. Her whole thing is, yes, we have to abide by the rules. There is a structure in place for that for a reason, and it's a good structure, but sometimes patient care does not fit into that structure, and we have to find somewhere else to go with it. We need to find some loophole where we can truly care for our patients in this way. And I think that's one of the reasons she hired the surgical coach. Mm-hmm. But then you see that aspect of it, and there's another player on this team who used to be like that a little bit more, and that's Irving, where this episode we see him completely different.
Yeah.
Not a fan of the new Irving.
Not at all. Like, mm-mm. I mean, I was actually mad watching it because I was sitting and thinking to myself, I know that he hasn't, it's not like we've seen a ton of him in the past, but I don't remember this side of him at all. I remember a compassionate, a caring, you know, I'm not saying that he, you know, obviously rules have to be followed. I mean, like these can't run amok and with chaos and without rules. I mean, obviously rules have to be followed, but I don't know. It was weird. And I noticed in this episode, there was something, and maybe it was with the patient. I think like there was a patient that came in. Was it the one that they thought was on drugs or something? Mm-hmm. And he was very snippy with them. And at that one, I thought that was funny because I thought it was just like a one-off comment. And it was just.
But that was also because we knew the reason he was snippy was because Devin was dying.
Right. And so I excused it. But now looking back at it in combination with this, I'm more like, what has happened to him? It was strange for me. I love Irving. Mm-hmm. And so this episode, not liking him was rough for me.
Yeah, but if they're focusing a whole season on Irving being this cold, like, I don't know if I can do it because I'm not going to be an Irving fan for much longer if this is the direction they're going.
And that'll make me sad because, I mean, we talked to Tasso and he's awesome. And I want to be an Irving fan. So we need to get this together here.
I'm still an Irving fan. I still love you, Irving, but you need to get it together.
Yeah.
I will say I see two possible themes here because in the end of season 4, that's when we saw the switch from private to public, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was way more help for a private hospital because beds were more limited. Not everyone could get in there. It was less chaotic, less time you have to spend there as an ER doc in a private hospital as opposed to a public one. And we start the time jump by seeing how overworked everyone is, how it is a public hospital. So you have to know sources are limited because he even says keeping someone here who doesn't need to be here takes resources away from patients who need it. He actually said that in this episode. So I think that I'm assuming that's where his head, because it did bug me too. So I was kind of trying to look for reasons why he was like this.
Yeah.
And I think that because since they made the move from private to public hospital, their resources are not only limited by funding because it's a public hospital, so they aren't getting right. millions and millions and millions of dollars from private donors. I think there's that. So their resources are limited, but also they're overworked. I mean, I think Irving has been in every episode in that ER.
He has.
And Devin, that first episode, he looked haggard. Like it was bad. Leela, she's not even an ER doc. She's there all the time. So I think that that's part of it, is that I think he's a little jaded now by the public system of, no, they don't need to be here, but these patients who do need to be here do have to be here.
Yeah.
And it kind of calls back to the last episode with the residents and Devin, where he said, your patient with the blood pressure is no less important than that one over there. They all need work. And I think that that's kind of a ringing thing through this season is going to be that, hey, we're a public hospital. We need all the help we can get. Maybe that's part of the thing with Conrad coming back, is he's going to pull off the burden of some of them because they're all overworked.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, it, my thing is though, like, I don't mind him necessarily having those thoughts and having those priorities because of the way things are laid out now. His coldness.
Yes, I agree.
Like the way he said it, like in front of that woman who was obviously, who turns out was in need of their care. I mean, she broke down into tears from his words, and it really upset me. I mean, I don't know why, but I got fired up over him like being mean to that old woman, because that's what it felt like.
I mean, in his defense there, he didn't realize she was standing right there, but still, I agree. He was fairly cold this whole thing, even when Devin was talking to him about keeping there, and he's like, you can't. And he said, I know you're right. And he's like, I usually am, which was, it would be a normal funny line.
Right.
Even the way he delivered that was like, it didn't sound braggy. It just was like, I have no humor left in my body.
Right. I mean, if there had been a little smile after he said it, like, it would have been like, cute, you're being sarcastic. Cool. That's the Irving we know and love. But it was like kind of how I'm feeling about AJ. It was really just, meh, and I didn't care for it at all.
So they brought back fan favorites. Is completely altered in this
job. Yes. What the heck?
Irving was a fan favorite. AJ's a fan favorite. Devin's a fan favorite. They overworked Devin. They made AJ an insufferable snob and arrogant fool, and Irving very cold. That also makes me nervous for what's going on in his personal life.
Devin's he just so perfect. So I just want to clear that up. There's nothing wrong with Devin yet.
But they brought him back. I said overworked is what I said. They brought him back.
Make sure we understood that.
That pirate look that everyone liked in the beginning, I didn't like it. It just looked like he hadn't had time to take care of himself. That's all it looked like.
I did. It's okay.
But that was intentional. That was their intention, to make it look like he didn't have time for himself. But Irving seems just angry. He seems really, really angry is what I think it is.
Yeah.
And that he makes me a little nervous for home and his work life.
Yeah.
But yeah, he just seems angry and overworked. Mm-hmm. And problem is, like, I get it. I mean, obviously you work for a public hospital, you're gonna feel overworked, but if that's all we're getting, if they're not going to layer anything else in there, then that's what I'm going to be having a problem with.
Yeah,
which maybe this new ER doctor we're supposed to get is going to relieve him of some stuff, and we will see things change. That's what I hope for.
He better be amazing,
because Devin's going to part-time now in the ER, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this new lady.
Research, right? Mm-hmm. On clinical trials, I think he said.
He's doing half research, half ER.
Yeah.
Do we know anything about the new coming doctor?
I haven't. The article I read was weeks ago, so I don't know much. The only thing that I knew was that she was sort of going to be one of those like rogue, kind of like doesn't follow the rules, which maybe Irving won't like. And I think I read that she is supposed to be a love interest for Conrad. So we're going to have the rogue ER doctor versus the sweet little preschool teacher, which I wonder what he'll choose.
Because I really like the preschool teacher, because I'm on team preschool teacher. I don't know what
she was sweet.
I'm totally team preschool teacher, 100%.
Yeah, I am right now, but I haven't met the other girl. So.
Well, I mean, that's true. Don't be practical on us.
We'll see what happens. I mean, Marianne was sweet and all, but is she enough?
Yes.
To keep Conrad, I don't know.
Because what Conrad wants now more than anything is someone who is going to get his life, get his kid, and love him.
I know, but I think he needs somebody with some fire and some passion too.
You don't think preschool teachers have fire and passion?
Tell Not Amanda. That one didn't seem like she did. She seemed sweet and I liked her, but... She seemed more like somebody who Devin would love. There's a difference.
He's going to be throwing things around a room in order for them to be matched for Conrad.
I mean, I feel like he needs somebody who's going to keep him on his toes. I mean, like Nick always did. He can't have someone who's just...
Did Nick always keep him on his toes? How?
Yeah, I think so. She never let him like walk all over or anything. With not saying this girl would. We don't know enough about her to choose this. But
I agree with that, but I don't think she ever kept him on his toes. I think there was always something happening that kept Conrad on his toes. But I don't think Nick did that.
But I feel like she matched his energy well as far as like when they would do. I mean,
passion,
like,
yeah.
And I mean, I feel like he needs somebody who's passionate about medicine. I mean, she's loved teachers, obviously, Eve, you know, I mean, like, and that's, but I don't know if that's what Conrad will need.
Conrad needs someone who never wants to stop learning and who wants to continue to dig deeper and find the root and answers to things. I think that's a teacher.
We'll see.
I just want someone to be nice to Gigi.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like, absolutely. But someone, we haven't met this other girl yet. So she might be wonderful.
Someone needs to come in and just take care of that adorable little girl.
Oh, my gosh.
And her, what was it, arm squeezy? What'd she call it again? The arm squeezy thing. Squeezy thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they could have done any better in casting that little girl. I mean, she's so perfect. Cute. And she's such a good actress. And she looks... like she's the child of Conrad and Nick. I mean,
it's her little lisp.
Yes. And the Conrad in dad mode, man, I tell you what. Oh,
that pink backpack.
Yeah.
Take me away, sailor.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
We've been saying for a long time, I just want to see him carry a diaper bag. Pink backpack, totally equal to a diaper bag.
Okay, Peppa Pig?
Especially one that size. Yep, we're good.
Pretty wonderful.
For the record, you can Belle one of those. Mike, I'm going to have a crush on Belle too. I mean,
just don't know about Belle. I mean, I love him and all, but
if Belle's being okay, I was about to say something.
I don't know. You know what? No, maybe I would. I'm just picturing him right now with a cute little pink backpack on, hanging out with his granddaughter.
Guys, be sensitive and unafraid to embrace their daughters or their nieces or their granddaughters.
Yeah.
Oh, the word grandfather makes me like, nope, I wouldn't.
I mean, we're almost 40. I mean, like, it is what it is over here. Speaking of, like, I was disappointed though that we didn't see Leela or Padma.
I actually really enjoyed her.
Leela had such a great episode last week with, you know, telling off her parents at the restaurant, mm-hmm. and then we didn't even see her this week.
I know.
You have to imagine that Devin would have said something to her about before he made this decision. I would have liked to see that conversation. And if he did have the conversation, she better have words with him when he gets home.
Yeah.
Because they're living together, they're partners. This is a conversation that should be had together. I mean, I don't think she would tell him no, but still, I don't feel like going to part-time in an ER is really, from full-time is really something you don't tell your significant other.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you're changing jobs, which is essentially what he's doing, I mean, maybe, mm-hmm. you know, you discuss that with the person that you live with. I mean, that's kind of...
And he discussed it with Billy, right?
You know, seeing them together again, I still stand by the fact that if they wanted to go that route when they
first... I would have been okay with that.
I would have liked it. 100%. Like, I feel like they look good together.
So for some I am reason, further off the out. Billy AJ train, though.
Well, not now, I'm not. AJ's gonna have to come on back before I get back on that train.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I jumped that.
Yeah.
I really like Billy now.
I always liked her. Like, I know.
But I like really like her now. I think she's, mm-hmm. once she took this position, I feel like the more responsibility she has, the more I like her.
Mm-hmm. So next week, on the preview that I saw, we are gonna see possibly Belle, his tremors coming back, which is very disappointing, but I think it might be a storyline that I've kind of been waiting on to happen. Mm-hmm.
I did wonder that, like, even this week, like, I remember when you had a problem. Oh, that would be kind of weird. I have a problem too.
Barely.
Because he had to take medication for that.
Yeah.
And then suddenly he didn't.
Yeah.
And it makes me nervous that he said to Conrad, I request complete confidentiality from this. Like, ooh, share that with somebody else. But I suppose sharing with Conrad means that there's no chance he's going to be unaccounted for.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Conrad will make sure of that. But
that makes me sad, though.
Yeah. Especially since this episode, we've seen him. He learned to, like, be ambidextrous in surgery and he had progressed and then this happened. That's unfortunate.
And with Bell not in surgery and Kit a CEO, what will his role be?
I don't know.
What makes me really sad.
Yeah.
They better not take him off the show. I'm gonna be mad.
Surely not.
But what would his role be though? If he can't operate and he can't be CEO, Kit's fella?
I mean, is there any sort of consulting type role with surgeons? I don't know. I don't know enough about this. Like,
I mean, he could consult, but I mean, that's not going to make him happy for very long.
No. And I think, we kind of see that running theme with, can't remember the doctor's name, but I know he played Mitchum Huntsberger when he asked Kit, don't let me become like that guy.
Yeah.
Are they going to make him become like that guy?
Could he go work in the ER? Maybe the tremors wouldn't be so bad in the ER.
Yeah, maybe he could be a doctor instead of a surgeon, but I think those are two very different specialties.
Yeah.
So you still have to have specific training in that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
So what else do we see in the preview?
We saw Trevor calling out Conrad saying, I thought you were supposed to be the renegade when I guess that guy is in there, but maybe he said he didn't want to take medication he didn't need. Maybe he's a drug addict. I don't know. I mean, there's got to be a reason why he's refusing these drugs.
Or it could just be that he thinks that that kind of stuff is toxic to him.
Could be. And then this man's going to die. I mean, or it looks like he's going to die. So I'd be curious to see how Conrad handles this now that he's grown up dad Conrad.
Yeah.
You know, to see if it's any of it's changed.
I think the quickest way to get a response from those is to holler back to his old days. I don't know how Trevor figured that out so fast.
Trevor's, I like him. I mean,
historically, that's how you get a response from Conrad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I would like him. I didn't like him in the last episode we saw him in.
Yeah.
Because of his AJ like arrogance and his pettiness, and that he handed a 40 to a patient. Like, I wasn't down with his methods. But I think that almost getting fired is going to shape him up a bit.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, like, with his arrogance, I gave him a little bit of a pass because he's young, he's a kid, and as long as he shapes up from here on out and drops some of that attitude, I mean, I think he's always going to have a little attitude. I think that's his character and his personality, which I don't mind so much. But I mean, we'll see how it goes with him.
But I also don't really think he's actually arrogant. I think he was pretending to be because he didn't want to be overlooked by his birth mother who dropped him on the wayside, because he confessed to her, I'm no good at this. I wasn't accepted. Right. I almost didn't. So I don't think he's actually arrogant. I think he put that on.
Yeah, that's possible.
I do hope that we grow to really like Trevor, because he has potential to be a likable character. He just kind of needs to cool his jets a little bit.
Well, and with his background, like that we saw in his first appearance on the show, with like creating like these drugs, like I think that's a really cool skill. I mean, it was really kind of a crazy skill, but a really cool one that I think could go, like, could be a cool storyline in the future for him.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I guess there was a crash and we saw like Devin calling them all in.
Maybe it could just be, you know, your typical, you know, run of the mill case that just happens at the beginning of the episode. So
I don't think they would have included it in the preview for next week if it was just a run of the mill thing.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. I think we're just going to see everyone have to show something that we haven't seen so far this season.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. I think everyone's going to have to work together. I think that AJ is going to have to get off his high horse. I think that Bell is going to try to deal with the patients he's going to have surgery on when his hand is freaking out. Mm-hmm. And Conrad's going to have to watch him and help him get out of that situation. And I think that Devin is going to show some leadership skills. I think that it's going to show Irving do something. Maybe we'll see more of Nolan because it's a trauma coming in, big, huge pileup.
But, you know, that's something we don't see very often on The Resident. Like, we see it on Grey's Anatomy all the time where it's some huge, like, accident that's happened. And, like, you see the whole hospital sort of working on the same trauma. And I don't feel like, I can't think of any examples other than maybe the tornado where we've seen
a power outage.
Yeah, maybe that.
It has to be a big event.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often. So I think it would be cool to see that in one of these episodes.
Absolutely. So next week, we don't know now, for those of you who watch these current shows, you know that they don't give us much on when they're gonna take their breaks, because they like to be cruel and unusual. So we don't know how many are going to air after the 30th. We don't know if they're taking their break, but next week, Tuesday, we're going to have an all new resident, episode 9. We'll be back to cover that. If you want to talk to us about what you think is actually, that's a good idea. Let us know what your theories are going forward with the characters we discussed and with the attitudes and lifestyles that we discussed. Send us an email at familyfanclub2021@gmail.com. You can find us on our Facebook group of Chastain Family Fan Club, the resident Chastain Family Fan Club. That's the name of our Facebook group. I'm involved. I know what it is. You can also find us on, don't shrug your shoulders like I'm not truly involved.
You are. You are.
He's some weirdo who just popped in here.
It was more a shrug of my shoulders like, you know what it is.
Like, you can also find us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter under Fandom Family Chats. If you are looking at all some of our older videos, we have like over 70 videos. I didn't want to go through all of them and change all of our handles. So if you're watching this one first, our handles are all Fandom Family Chats now on all of our social media. So go ahead and check those out and tune in next week when we're talking about The Resident. And coming up on Wednesday, you've got OBX. We are talking Pogues versus Kooks. So stay tuned for that. And we'll see you in a couple days. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.